it tells us how developing countries are going to are bearing the brunt of the global financial crisis, because it's estimating that only $360 odd billion of private sector capital will flow into them this year. That's half of what happened in 2008 and a quarter of what happened in 2007 at the peak of the peak of the world economy.
So what we already knew, I suppose, is that the poorest people in the world are going to get hit hardest by the recession.
Yes, we suspected that was the case, although for many economists, the argument was that these countries had decoupled from America and Britain and Europe and were a powerhouse of their own. That's proven to be, unfortunately, not the case at all.
And which areas of the world are going to be particularly hardest hit?
Sub-Saharan Africa, as usual. In fact, Sub-Saharan Africa has been something of a success story in recent years, growing at nearly 6% a year. Now it'll slow to 1% this year, the World Bank estimates. Latin America, quite hard hit as well. Central and Eastern Europe and Central Asia, very hard hit as well.
And this report comes out just a few days before a UN conference later this week in New York on the global financial crisis, but there's no UK minister attending.
Yes, it's bizarre, and this is what charities are drawing our attention to today. They're very cross about this. They're saying Gordon Brown held a G20 meeting earlier in the year. He's always goes to the G8 and argues for a better deal for poor countries, and yet the UN holds a big conference later this week, and he's not even sending a cabinet-level minister. So charities are very cross.
And what's the British government saying about this?
Well, the British government's saying that the G20 is the appropriate forum, that they've pushed for and successfully pushed for at the G20 a large increase in funding towards poor countries, and that they're doing the best they can. And in fact, Britain is a good egg on this, if you'll pardon the expression, on development and so forth, because we are actually one of the few countries in the G8 or amongst the world's industrial countries that are increasing our aid flows.
And what's your take, Ashley, on the speed with which the world can recover from the recession?
I think it's very slow. I think the banking system remains fairly badly locked up. Trade flows are very weak. Many countries have had a huge drop in industrial output. Now, this has had a lot of stimulus thrown at it. A lot of central banks have cut interest rates, a lot of run a deficit to pump money into their economies. So we seem to have averted the worst. We seem to have stopped contracting. But I don't see the conditions in place for a rapid rebound, I have to say.